my cable provider has a satellite dish. And I noticed the last couple of days that it's been cutting in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went outside and I noticed that I have one of those bushes that's next to my house. Mm-hmm. And it had grown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big boy bush now. And mm-hmm. this big boy bush was that sounds weird.
Did
I know.
You talk to it when you went outside to trim it?
Hey, big boy bush.
Oh.
I noticed that this bush was rubbing up against my satellite dish.
Okay.
So
and it got really tall.
Yeah, it got super tall.
That's a huge bush right there.
And I said, okay, I need to do some landscaping.
Some what?
Landscaping.
Okay.
And
you need to manscape your bush.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't have one of those cool ladders that most men have because I'm still learning to be a homeowner.
So if you need a ladder, it's no longer a bush. It's a tree.
Okay. It's not a tree, though, because it's a bush. It's bushy. It's just out of control.
Man, don't you hate it when your bush is out of control?
This bush is out of control. I don't know if it took bush steroids or what. So I started walking around the house, and I was trying to figure out, how do I get on the roof so I could cut this bush? So I went inside, and I told Kinsey, give me the strongest scissors we got.
Scissors.
I don't have a saw. Right.
Oh,
scissors.
Gosh.
My kid was throwing a fit because he couldn't watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So I had to make an executive decision: either go to Home Depot
or take the cuticle scissors outside.
I didn't take the cuticle scissors. They're legit scissors.
Your
they're
name
the big ones.
Is Jose Chavez.
I know.
You should have hedge trimmers, all the gardening utensils
I know.
In your closet. In your garage.
So I went inside. Kinsey gave me the biggest scissors we had. They're strong, though.
Biggest scissors. So you go outside to trim a bush with a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Are you going to hem some pants while you're out there?
I felt all BA, too, because I put them in the back of my pants. Like,
so when you fall off the roof, that you'll get stabbed in the lower back?
Sure, that's Kelly,
great.
Sure.
That's great.
So I walk around.
What else were you wearing? I bet you picked your outfit. Huh?
I was wearing sweatpants. No shirt and my scissors.
So scissors are very secure in the waistband of sweatpants.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well,
dude.
This story. How did they? Honest to God. How many times do you ask yourself? Honestly, how many times have you asked yourself? How did JC and Kinsey survive?
I'm serious.
Hold on. Do y'all survive?
Back in the day, they didn't have shirts and stuff or tools. They had sweatpants.
Okay, so you go outside with your shirt
around.
And your sweatpants and scissors.
And in the front yard, there's no way to get up on the roof. So I go in my backyard and I notice that my fence. Which is, it's decent size. It's about seven, eight feet, something like that.
So you're going to jump the fence.
So I noticed that it has cool steps on it. I get up on my fence and I start climbing. I'm like, this is easy. Who needs ladders? Why would I go to Home Depot and spend a bunch of money when I can use my fence? I get up on the roof like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm up there and I feel like.
With your scissors.
I'm king of the world, like with scissors.
Yeah.
So it takes me about 30 minutes to cut that. That bush. Believe it or not.
And your child is unattended inside watching Mickey Mouse.
No,
Club.
My kid's with Kinsey. So after 30 minutes of cutting this incredibly thick bush branch, I finally finish and I start walking back and I'm looking around and I have no idea.
How in the heck am I going to get
How am I going to get down? Because to get down, I would have to
go backwards.
It was hard. So I sat down to think about things. Then about 10 minutes later, Kinsey walks out.
What are you doing up
and
there?
And I hear her. And I'm at the top. I went to the top of the house because I need to be.
Might as well.
I need to see.
You survey
I need to
property.
Survey my chances.
Survey the land.
You'd be closer to God.
So Kinsey comes out, and I hear her yelling my name, and I walk to the edge, and she looks at me, and she goes, the TV's working. And I was like, dang right. Dang right, the
dang right, I trimmed that bush right there.
She goes, what are you doing? And I said, I just... contemplating things.
Life.
Contemplating life. Contemplating on how I'm going to get down. And she goes, you don't know how to get down? I said, no. So she looks at me and she goes, do I have to call the fire department? And I said...
Which is conveniently located
two blocks away.
Please tell me she called the fire department.
And I'm like, do not call the fire department. She goes, if you don't get down in 5 minutes, I'm calling the fire department. And she went inside.
She's going to ground you.
5 minutes to figure it out.
So I had 5 minutes to figure it out. So she walks back out after 5 minutes, and she says, Jose, you're not down yet. I'm going to call 911.
What'd you say, duh?
And I said, duh, yeah. I'm still sitting in the same spot, by the way, contemplating. And she says, I'm going to call 911 and get them to come out and help you. And all these thoughts went through my head. Of the 911 call and how you guys would make fun of me because you guys would grab that 911 call.
Oh, they would be calling the news teams to come
exactly.
out.
So I figured that would end up
Brian Williams from
That would end horribly.
To know by now, she needs to call us first so we can come take photos and video.
No, I would love to be
before she calls for help.
So she has 911 ready to go. All she has to do is hit send, and it's ready. And I just saw that, and I said, I'm jumping. So I got up and I said, I'm doing it.
Not with the scissors.
And she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm gonna jump. And she goes, it's like, you've seen my house. It's not that.
But still, what are you going to do with the scissors?
Okay,
you got to throw
the
scissors down.
I threw the scissors down.
Mm-hmm.
Single-story house.
Single-story
right?
house. And you know how the roofs,
they
slant
little...
down, so it takes off.
But you're like basketball hoop high, right?
Yeah, probably about 10 feet.
Maybe. Still break something.
So I take a step, and I'm like, it's not that bad. And she says, I'm calling 911. And as soon as she said that, I said, screw it. And I jumped. And when I landed, I did a ninja roll.
Oh, so watching all those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoons paid off.
Yeah. Until I stopped my roll and I realized that my right foot was hurting incredibly bad, and it looked like I had a golf ball in there, which is still there.
Mm.
But I got my ninja card.
Oh, well, there's that.
Tomorrow on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Pack your sunscreen. We are sending you to the beach, the brand new Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. Listen for your chance to call in and win at 720 Central.
Plus, we'll have an alligator and a penguin joining us in studio.
Say what?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Over.